This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. First, Bam Adebayo and the Heat take on Jalen Brunson and the Knicks. Then, Steph Curry and the Warriors square off against Wemby and the Spurs. If you're not a Prime member, just sign up for a free 30-day trial. Heat Knicks, Warriors Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Darling, willkommen in meinem neuen magischen Geschenkuniversum mit legendären Kleinigkeiten, Kostbarkeiten und Schätzen. Von traumhaften Überraschungen bis zu himmlischen Geschenken. Es ist für all die Stars in deinem Leben etwas dabei. Lass zu Weihnachten deine Beauty-Wünsche wahr werden mit Charlotte Tilbury.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. On the big show today, NFL superstitions and the in crowd. It's all coming up next.
There's times when a man wants to sink his teeth into something that's so good, so unforgettably delicious, so darn tasty, that denying him even one flavorful moment would be akin to stealing his horse or insulting his mother. That's why when I have a hankering for hearty, hunger-satisfying food, nothing better stand in my way.
Well, well, looky here. Somebody done left me a big plate of grub. Don't mind if I do.
Cowboy, you take one more step and touch these, and you're going to lose a lot more than just your reaching arm.
Aw, you're yellow. You ain't got to...
Wow.
Girl Scout cookies. It's what's for dinner.
A great way to get your morning started. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
The best rituals and superstitions of all 32 NFL teams are out.
Okay. And?
Just give us the top one.
Yeah, right?
Socks, probably. Right?
This gives you a flavor of the story. Ready? Philadelphia Eagles, the night before every game since his freshman year of college, Eagles kicker Jake Elliott eats a slice of pizza and a cheesecake.
That's weird.
A whole cheesecake?
That's what it says. I'm sorry, a slice of pizza and cheesecake.
Oh, okay. Wow.
A slice of cheesecake.
It's kind of fun.
Yeah.
These are all sweet little things. Do anything
Packers
special?
Wide receiver Davante Adams eats the same thing before every game, a salmon salad with cucumber, shredded cheese, and ranch dressing.
How about that?
Only 89.
So, Josh,
more.
You don't approve because it isn't deep fried? What? Did you play sports in high school?
No, I played soccer growing up. But not in
That's
high school.
A sport.
Grade school and junior high.
So there were no pregame rituals?
No, not really.
Pro Bowl safety Harrison Smith of the Vikings, one of the great names, has a pregame meal consisting of a cup of coffee, half a plain bagel, a shot of Tabasco sauce, though sometimes he skips the food and coffee and just has the shot of Tabasco sauce.
Just... not on anything or in anything, just throws it back.
Wow.
It's unusual.
44-year-old Matt Bryant, the kicker of the Falcons, drinks a chocolate milkshake the night before every game.
And why are you so disgusted with this story?
It seems like a non-story to me.
Let's get
this
to the Redskins.
This all seems like a non-story.
Did the Redskins have a...
Running back Chris Thompson, which is misspelled here, there's a P in it, eats, which is what he actually drinks before every game, is a shot of pee.
Okay, of course.
Running back Chris Thompson eats the same breakfast on game days: waffles with blueberries, raspberries, and whipped cream, and an omelet. Am I missing something? I guess I am. I guess this is interesting. I don't think it is.
I think it's interesting that athletes have they have things that they have to do.
How about you? Do you have any rituals at all? Well, I know you have plenty of rituals, but some event. something you have to do once a week?
Before the radio show, you have a dog party?
No,
right?
Not really. I just sort of do things in the same order a lot.
Yeah.
Sure. I think most people do.
Spray my feet before I put my socks on.
Oh, please, God.
Can we not just,
you know, we didn't need that.
Right foot sock first, all the time.
Let this be the first day of not mentioning your feet ever again. Can we do that?
A lot of people do. I know that a lot of people who make speeches do special things.
Sure. Do you, Pat, do you have something before shows you do?
Yeah, I touch the metal that I wear around my neck, the mojo that my uncle gave me, and sort of do it.
Why does this bother you, Chick? I think it's important that people do this.
Do you have something? I just don't think
it's a big deal.
I listen to the same song before I have a show.
What song?
The In Crowd by the Ramsey Lewis Trio.
Oh, I thought it was Eye of the Tiger.
Oh, that's no choice.
The Rocky
so pumped up. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not going to tell. Are you aware of the whole story about the song The In Crowd and that Ramsey Lewis thing?
Oh, God.
Not really.
I'll let you all.
But it just sounds like a nightclub late at night and they're having fun.
It became a huge hit. It was live and they had barely ever played it.
Yeah. I love it.
Real spontaneous.
Just gets me in the mood.
If they'd never played it, that would have been a story. But saying they barely never played
it. No, they learned it that afternoon. They set up their stuff and they learned it. I think, did they learn it off a jukebox maybe?
Off a jukebox, yeah.
This year's here. This gets you in the mood?
Yeah, it does.
It's nice.
Just people having a good time, relaxed.
Keep that running. Before every game, Carolina Panthers coach Ron Rivera's wife cooks him a breakfast of cinnamon toast and ham.
Oh.
She also gives him a homemade peanut butter and oatmeal cookie for the road.
How about that?
See, I think this is super interesting. Why do you not think this is interesting?
I disagree. That's fine. You're not going to... No.
Now, of course, when you get on an airplane, you always have to touch the outside of the plane as you get
you
it.
You do that?
Right side.
New Orleans.
I saw Chick do that. I didn't know he did it.
New Orleans Saints tradition. A rookie defensive lineman buys lunch for the rest of the position group every Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
You might want to get a pad.
Well, some of these
pad and a pen.
I will say this, Chick.
Pad of paper and a pen.
I'm looking at these.
Ready?
They're not all working. The good luck charms.
Yeah.
Yeah, Baker Mayfield's wearing the same lucky undershirt from his sophomore year of high school.
Don't jump ahead.
At this point, he's just been wearing the same undershirt, not the same lucky.
He can't stand it.
No, he cannot stand it. Why don't you just do it all?
Yes,
and I'll sit here.
I was trying to do it with a little more flair, a little more joy.
So now you're not doing your job correctly.
No, I'm not reading
like he wants
me to read.
See, keep going. Right.
It's not that we're not saying things he wants us.
You're not saying it the way he wants you to
For a Saints tradition, a rookie defensive lineman buys lunch for the rest of the position group every Thursday. They start the season at Buffalo Wild Wings. Hang on, only another paragraph. They then switch to Wingstop after a loss and then switch to Sonic after another loss.
I think this is
fascinating. Does this make any sense to anybody at all?
Kind of an OCD thing?
Last year during their 10-game win streak, they ate a lot at Wingstop.
If after every Tuesday show we went and had a nice steak over at Sullivan's and shrimp cocktail.
Yeah, I'd love it.
So you're not saying we're going to do that. You're saying would you like that?
Yes.
Yeah, I would like it.
We're not doing it.
Yeah. Tuesday's bad for me. I've got a meeting here.
Oh.
Okay, sorry. Back to you.
No, go ahead. I think we're on to something here. I think we're better off if you do it.
Here's the thing. If I'm in a position, these guys have to do this stuff. If I'm in a position where I can't listen to that song I like to listen to before a gig,
I'm
fine.
Right?
Yeah, it's not.
Right.
But these guys may have to do these
things. Did you know that before he does any debates, Joe Biden yells at a rack of ribs in a refrigerator?
Oh, I did not know that. No. That's fascinating. Huh.
Rack of ribs.
Yeah, here's one.
Everybody has one in their fridge.
Well, that's like the movie Rocky where they've got the...
Here's one. Ready?
Few people know that. I just wanted to
know. Los Angeles Rams safety John Johnson takes a bath before every game.
Okay.
That can be difficult, it says here, for away games if he can't find a tub. He waits until he gets to the stadium before getting into a hot tub.
So it's got to be a tub, not just a shower.
And it has to be water. Yeah. Yeah,
it's unbelievable, the hostility.
49ers tight end. Oh, it continues. 49ers tight end George Kittle's father has written him a letter before every game since he was a sophomore at Iowa, and he's real sick of it.
Do I save him? Can I throw him away? Yeah,
the first thing he does on game days is read the letter from his dad.
And you know something? He'll cherish those letters for the rest of his life.
Of course he will.
Well, we don't know. The letters could say, hey, don't suck again this week.
Okay, yeah. This could be the worst one. This could be the stupidest one. Seattle Seahawks punter Michael Dixon drinks a cup of coffee with chocolate milk as a substitute for creamer.
Who cares?
That's shocking.
He's still getting
it. Isn't that amazing?
What?
Chocolate milk.
It's interesting.
I think you buried the lead there, chick. I don't know why you didn't tell us that one first.
Michael. That's because he's heard it's the cure for CTE. And
future Hall of
Got
future.
Nothing.
No, no, I heard
the CTE jokes.
Debilitating head injury is always funny. Mm-hmm. Future Hall of Fame running back Frank Gore must listen to two songs before every game. Uh-oh. Okay. Would you like to know what they are?
Yes.
Bad and Man in the Mirror by Michael Jackson.
Ooh. Wow.
No, I think this is I'd love to see an article just about the songs that guys have in their headphones, especially the NBA guys. They're all walking
It'd just
around
be,
with.
Just be a list, wouldn't it, instead of an article?
No, and then you talk to them about why they play the song.
And the name and...
I think it's fascinating that Josh listens to this great Ramsey Lewis song.
You think it's fascinating?
Yeah. Makes sense. It's about a live event. This is a very simple song, but it's really spontaneous. And
yeah.
There's a lot to it. This was a big hit, too.
I just
the
love
original,
this.
Still the greatest.
What's up?
Long snapper Tabor Pepper. T-A-Y-B-O-R. Pepper. Traditional spelling.
It's like a short poem.
Has to cut.
Tabor Pepper.
Has to.
Tabor Pepper.
Kind of a near rhyme.
Yeah.
You know, if you have lunch with the guy, Tabor, salt.
You have to shut up.
You really have to shut up. You have to say, you got to tell us that research showed you talk too much.
Well,
please say that.
Let's put the poll up.
Let us all say something.
You talked all through my song. That's how the day started.
Yeah. Are you on some kind of medication?
I would love to hear that song played back how he jumped in every phrase.
I'd like to hear it again without the mashed potatoes in your mouth.
Yes, that's the problem, Pat. Pat puts on this
you
accent.
Really, you do really sell it.
None of us could figure out what the joke was because it sounded like...
I did it twice yesterday straight.
I've got a mission!
It's a great. It's a great
song. We worked hard on it, and I just wanted to hear some of the jokes we wrote.
Mm-hmm. Why don't you say he worked hard on it?
Tom always says it's good with the
punch. Of course you did it. Told him what to say.
The point is...
So who put salt and pepper on the ring?
Remember when I told you that you're not going to have time for news?
Yeah.
I factored all this in.
Okay.
Long snapper Tabor Pepper has to cut his fingernails exactly 2 days before every game in order to get the best grip on the ball.
Oh, for goodness
sake. That's interesting to me.
I don't... To you.
You don't think people are interested in these
nope.
gladiators that
they're
we watch every
in,
weekend?
In the and... game and the final score. That's what they're interested in.
Oh, God. Well,
and as we found out yesterday and why we were on this, Tom Brady, of course, America loves Tom Brady. We all know it. He's worn the same shoulder pads since 1995 when he was a freshman at the University of Michigan.
I think that's fascinating.
And they're not really the same.
Who wears the same jock strap, Josh?
They're not really the same.
Sidney Crosby.
Sidney Crosby's worn the same jock strap.
They replaced all the... pads and the shoulder pads. So if you replace the shoulder pads and shoulder pads, they're not the same shoulder pads.
No, they're
essentially
not.
New shoulder pads, yeah.
No, this is you're missing the entire point of this.
I'm getting the entire
point. It's about the psychology of this. It's about...
Special teams captain of the New York Jets, Rontez Miles, turns his hotel shower into a steam room the night before every game.
It's interesting to me also.
If I could play with Rontez Miles and I could play with...
myself in the shower. I would
Lord.
And remember, what was the name of the Italian astronaut that you brought up, Josh?
Oh, Luca is the first.
No, that's a great story.
What's his last name? Luca who? Luca what?
Well, the setup would be nice. The story
I don't
is
think
that,
so. I think it'd be just as funny.
The story is this astronaut is he's from Italy. He happens to be in the International Space Station. They've made arrangements so he can watch the World Cup in space. I think it's fascinating.
The setup. First, there was lava. Then,
yeah, no.
And his name is Luca, what is it?
Luca Brasi.
Peoria, something.
Right. Yeah, Luca Brasi. But he was not the first Italian astronaut. In the International Space Station.
No,
of course,
who
first
was it?
It was Luca Dat Down Dare.
Sucked all the fun right out of it.
Josh has said before he does. Josh famously had that one rough show in Toledo a few years back.
No, it was a rough week. Thank you.
Oh, sorry. And prior to each show, he failed to listen to his favorite song.
Yes.
Is that true?
At that point in my career, I did not have this song.
Don't ruin the setup. The
I thought he was going to say, don't say career. I swear to God, I didn't say that.
But you like to listen to Ramsey Lewis, the live version of The In Crowd.
Yes, love it.
And I got a couple of...
Yep, there it is.
That wasn't it.
Oh, that's that version.
Okay. Isn't this cool, Christy?
Beautiful. Love it.
Wouldn't you love to be in Vegas at 1 a.m.?
Yeah.
Boozily on the dance floor.
Turn that down. I'm losing.
Get you ready to dress up.
Yep.
Yeah, get you ready to go out there.
Sure.
Yeah. That's the famous live recording at some nightclub in Washington, D.C. I think the original was the Dobie Gray, right?
Was it?
Okay. And then I used a couple different versions of this. So.
Did Dobie Gray write it?
No.
I'm in with the intro.
Oh, this is the Brian Ferry version.
Yeah.
From Roxy Music.
Hard pass.
This was used in that movie Halston. Here.
I go where the in crowd goes.
See, to me, this always sounded like Dracula singing.
Yeah, sure. He's got that.
I'm in with the in crowd.
I've never heard that.
I can't see myself in a mirror because I'm in the in crowd. And then I think this is the original.
Also great.
This is Dobie Gray's version.
Yeah.
Great song. And an interesting lyric. I mean, it's an interesting
song. Yeah, it is.
But the fact that how many songs have been a big hit and then came back as an instrumental hit? Ooh. Not a lot.
Yeah.
Pretty amazing.
I don't know of any.
They've done the opposite, of course.
I could lie.
Of course.
Grazing in the Grass being a fine example.
That's why I brought it
Grazing
up.
Grazing in the Grass.
Chick hates the
Grazing in the Grass. Was a fine song until they tried to jam lyrics into it.
Now, would you argue?
What about if they brought back In with the In Crowd and put lyrics?
It started with lyrics.
Lyrics, and then they took... It's a bad example is what I'm doing.
Well, yeah, but don't you feel like the instrumental of Grazing in the Grass, there is, and I know this is sort of a pop culture joke, too much cowbell? Way too much.
No, it's perfect amount of cowbell. Yes, we know about Will Ferrell and cowbell. Leave us alone.
That's a lot of cowbell.
That's a lot.
There.
Yeah, it should have stopped
the
cowbell. Yeah.
No, it's great.
I am agreeing.
Put down the bell.
So they play it right up to the trumpet.
It's the same cowbell,
yeah.
I think.
Listen to it. Too much.
You're playing the 112.
Every time the horn stopped, cowbell.
Yep. Yeah.
I could tell people this is the cowbell from Grazing in the Grass.
Sure.
It sounds just like it.
Because it's a cowbell.
I think a cowbell is a cowbell.
I think they're different. I don't think so. I think cowbells have different keys. Different notes.
You know, I really do have some news over here.
Nobody cares.
Talk about cowbells.
Did anybody say we wanted to hear news right now?
No.
Oh,
we're enjoying. One thing Tom and I agree on, stay away from news.
Stay away from cowbells.
Man, I love bluesy instrumentals, don't you? Green onions. And,
oh, God,
man,
yes.
Oh, man.
And then I, of course, love the I Can Dig It, You Can Dig It, She Can Dig It, He Can Dig It.
I like it, too. Friends of Distinction.
Yeah, you don't find that just difficult on the ear, do you?
No,
when
I
they
love
try
that.
To jam those.
I just
play the one with the lyrics.
Well, I'm digging it up right now.
I can dig it up.
I can dig it up.
Oh, digging it up.
Thank you for picking it up.
We're all digging it up.
Dig it up, baby.
Ace,
now you're talking.
Dig it.
Let's talk dirty. Dig it up.
We're digging, I think it may be time for Ace Cosby and the joke of the day. Get ready. Okay, here we go.
Tip your service, please. Hey, two truck drivers speaking to truckers.
Right.
They're walking out of a truck stop. The one trucker gives the other trucker a $10 bill.
How about that?
Oh, yeah.
The other truck driver says, "What's the 10 for, good buddy?"
What's the 10 for, good buddy? Great trucker joke.
Oh, boy.
I can dig it. Here it comes.
Can you dig it, baby?
Josh is doing his dance.
Bit of a lasso.
That is the most soulful, great, and the lyrics are funny, and they're coming in, and it's confusing, because he can dig it, and she can dig it, and I can dig it, and they can dig it. You can dig it.
Right? I can dig it.
I can dig it. Thank you very much.
Ace, by the way, great compliment yesterday on your joke from my boyfriend. He really enjoyed it.
Do you remember yesterday's joke?
Done homeless.
It was the Honda joke.
Yeah, yeah. Well, no. Let's just try it again. See if we can get this down. Joke. Well, let's relive a great moment on the show. It's Ace Cosby, ladies and gentlemen, with the joke of the day.
I was on a date with a girl. She wanted to have sex on the hood of her Honda Civic.
Yeah.
I said, no. If I'm going to have sex, it's going to be on my own accord.
That's solid.
I think technically it should be of my own accord, but
it didn't work that way.
Yeah, then you got preposition trouble.
Once again, welcome to Joke Autopsy.
We'll be back. We got to get a new intro.
No, I'm kidding.
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
Michael Rosenbaum and Tom Welling take you behind the scenes of one of the greatest shows of all time.
Their ultimate rewatch podcast. We're in the midst of season 7. And
Hold on. Obviously, we had a very successful television show for 10 years. That was Superman-based.
But we had to make everyone believe that you were Clark.
I gotta be honest, I was surprised at the end of this episode that I wasn't.
I was too!
Talkville, the Smallville rewatch podcast.
I'm not sure I knew when I was filming it that I was not me.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.